The 107th Congress returns today for a lame duck session. Several urgent items are on the agenda. 11 of the 13 annual spending bills have not been passed. President Bush also wants Congress to act on two other things, a new Department of Homeland Security and terrorism insurance. And there's another pressing matter, fixing a glitch in Medicare that's cutting fees to doctors and may increase costs to patients, NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
On January 1st of this year, fees for physicians under the Medicare program dropped by an average 5.4%. Everyone involved agrees that the cut was an unintended result of errors in the government's formula for calculating payments. But unless Congress acts in the coming weeks, doctors will see fees decline by another 4.4% next January 1st. If that's allowed to happen, the results could be catastrophic, says American Medical Association President-elect Donald Palmisano.
We are approaching a meltdown. The foundation of Medicare is crumbling. We believe that over 20% of the physicians have stopped taking new Medicare patients, and we think it'll go over 40% if we don't get the errors that were made in the present formula corrected.
The AMA has an obvious financial stake in painting a bleak picture of what might happen if physician fees are cut again, but the head of the Medicare program says he's worried too. Tom Scully says that so far, reports of Medicare patients having difficulty finding care have been mostly anecdotal, but that could change in a hurry.
I really believe this happens January 1st, it's going to go from anecdote to being reality with a lot of angry doctors not taking Medicare patients, and that's not good for the program at all.
One of those angry doctors is Deborah Haynes. She's a family practitioner from Wichita, Kansas.
Medicare pays me 60 cents for every dollar that I charge. So I'm losing money every time I see a Medicare patient. I'm actually taking money out of my pocket and handing it to the patient.
Haynes is one of many doctors, the exact number remains unclear, who have stopped taking new Medicare patients. She says for the moment, she can offset Medicare losses for her existing patients with profits from private insurance patients. But if Medicare fees drop again next year, she says she'll have to reconsider whether to drop Medicare patients she already has.
We care about our patients and we want to take care of them, but we have obligations to pay our employees and pay our insurance rates.
Some physicians who don't want to stop taking Medicare patients are opting to charge them more instead. Currently, most doctors take what's known as assignment. That means they accept the amount set by Medicare as payment in full. The doctors file the claim, and the patients pay only their required 20% copayment when they get care. If doctors don't take assignment, patients have to pay the doctor the full amount, then file with Medicare for reimbursement. Doctors who don't take assignment can also charge 15% over Medicare's set fee, which patients have to pay. Florida family practitioner Tom Tomlin is one of those doctors who doesn't accept assignment. He says he just can't get by on what Medicare pays.
In medical practice, if half or more of your patients are beneficiaries of Medicare, then that 15% is a significant amount of dollars.
Tomlin says a lot of doctors in his area around Jacksonville are opting not to take assignment, including the Florida branch of the Mayo Clinic. And Medicare head Tom Scully says it's not just Florida where this is happening.
That's probably going to be a growing trend, and I don't think that's a particularly good trend for seniors or for the program.
Part of the reason the Medicare payment formula hasn't been fixed is a battle between Congress and the Bush administration over who should pay for it. Some members of Congress insist the administration can act on its own. Scully is adamant that it can't.
I've talked to every lawyer in the government, all the way up to the chief White House counsel and the most senior Justice Department lawyers, and if we could fix it, we would. Unfortunately, the law is written so tightly that administratively we can't fix it.
Scully says the real problem is that Congress can't say yes to doctors and no to every other health provider group with its hand out.
Nursing homes want more money, hospitals want more money, home health agencies want more money all across the board. And the real issue here is that if Congress tries to pass a bill to fix the physicians, which clearly have by far the strongest argument of the merits, that you're going to get another $40 or $50 billion of spending added on top, and that's why this hasn't happened.
But the AMA's Palmisano says that's no excuse for Congress to do nothing. So far, vows to fix the physician fee problem have been something of a high-stakes game of chicken between Congress and the administration. But if they can't reach agreement during the lame duck session, the backlash could make all of them sorry. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.